From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Syria's peace talks are placed on hold. The United Nations suspended the current diplomatic effort to end the five-year Syrian conflict after attempts to bring the opposition and the government together for proximity talks in Geneva lasted less than a week. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura called the delay until February 25th at the latest a temporary pause, not a failure.
The UN cannot allow simply procedural matters to actually become more important than actually the result for the humanitarian situation of the Syrian people who have been waiting for us to deliver, this time not a conference, but something concrete for them. I've therefore taken this decision to bring a temporary pause. Temporary pause. This is not the end, and it's not the failure of the talks.
The suspension comes as the Syrian army, backed by Russian airstrikes, claimed to have ended a three-year rebel siege of two Shia villages near the northern city of Aleppo. Washington blames the pause in the peace process on the Russian airstrikes. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
UN Security Council Resolution 2254, for which the Russians voted, calls on the regime and all parties to cease bombings and other attacks on civilians. Not eventually, but immediately.
He said it's difficult in the extreme to see how such strikes against civilian targets contribute in any way to the peace process. Reuters, citing a confidential report to the UN Security Council, says Rwanda is recruiting and training Burundian refugees with the goal of ousting President Pierre Nkurunziza. The report by experts who monitored sanctions on the Democratic Republic of Congo involved interviews with several Burundian combatants. Mr. Nkurunziza's decision to seek a third term last year sparked political unrest, raising concerns of ethnic violence. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization Wednesday voiced concern over a case of Zika virus in the U.S. state of Texas caused by sexual contact. Christian Lindmeier is a WHO spokesman.
The ways of transmission have to be strongly looked into. Any possible sources of infection for the Zika virus have to be studied carefully. There are many ways which could be a transmission could happen, although right now the vast majority of cases are done by mosquito bites, of course. We do know that the virus stays in the blood for a certain while. We don't even know the exact time.
The WHO declared a global health emergency on the Zika virus Monday. In Latin America, where the disease is rampant, 14 health ministers meeting in Uruguay agreed on a public information campaign and to boost the number of medical workers to fight the mosquito-borne virus. The U.S. Defense Department has acknowledged there are more U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq beyond the approximately 3,500 reported earlier. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren Wednesday said the number is actually closer to 3,900, but that has more to do with a rotational schedule, not a boost in commitment to the fight against Islamic State.
So the 82nd Airborne Division has been here for approximately 9 months as the CFLC, the Combined Forces Land Component Command. They're ready to rotate home, go see their families. They're being replaced by the 101st Airborne Division. People can't just leave, have nobody there, and the next day come in, right? That wouldn't make any sense at all. So it's a rotation, and so there's naturally going to be overlap there.
He also announced that Iraq has received a second batch of F-16 fighters from the U.S. Iraq now has six. Delivery of all 36 ordered by Baghdad has been delayed because of a lack of trained Iraqi pilots. An airstrike Thursday is believed to have killed a prominent member of the al-Qaeda branch in Yemen. Jalal Baladi, also known as Abu Hamza, top commander of the al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, AQAP, was, according to a relative, killed along with others believed to have been carried out by a U.S. unmanned drone aircraft in southern Abyan province. An attack on a petroleum pipeline in Nigeria's Niger Delta region last week sent crude oil gushing into creeks, raising fears of a renewed insurgency. Senator Ben Murray Bruce says the flow of oil from a ruptured pipeline near the Bayelsa State Community of Brass has been stopped. A local environmental group said the attack marks the fifth time an oil installation in the Delta has been sabotaged this year. Zambian authorities closed two university campuses Wednesday following violent student protests over unpaid meal and book allowances. Police arrested more than two dozen students at the University of Zambia and Copperbelt University after they blocked a road, burned tires, and threw stones. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says he'll accept arrest Friday if a UN panel rules against him. Assange, living at the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.